Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Kramer scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trosky. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bob Feller. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Nandan Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Red Nondenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nondenkamp is 0-for-2 in the game. Nondenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nondenkamp for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Desodles bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to third for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0 for 3 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Higgins bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphries covering, for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.